Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We have corrected this, Jared, checking in. The winner of the Deadpool last year was Clete Torres, was not
Tyler. We recognized our mistake and reported it as soon as we knew about it.
And then also, does Tyler remember why that's funny? Which one?
Clete Torres. Torres.
Oh, because I forgot. Yeah. I kept saying it out loud.
And, yeah, because you didn't get it till like December 15th.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't get that one.
Why is that funny?
Coward's free time is never going to be fun.
Just like
although
the
I said it, and it was funny at the time.
Full Eight. I forget what his complete name was.
I'm here for the Full Eight show, or yeah. I'm just here for the Full Eight.
Yeah,
show.
We had trouble figuring that one out.
I get it.
Well,
yeah,
you did.
We got it. Full Eight show. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Heard that
Full
in the
Eight show.
Documentary.
Documentary.
That's right. You said documentary.
I just
earlier.
Gave up. Like I just kept. It was just easier
through.
To say, and I'm like, dude, this is what I'm saying, and people
that's
are like,
why
that's
I say,
not. I'm
that's
like,
why,
I don't care. This
that's
is
why I say biopic instead of biopic.
Yeah,
it's easier for me to say anymore. You know.
Yeah,
you
we
know
had this
I mean.
Discussion yesterday about often mispronounced words or words we just purposely mispronounce anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
My favorite wrong word that. You said, Tyler, it's what you were talking about, like in bed with an ex of yours, and you said, is this consensual?
No, it was her saying to me, is this exclusive?
Yes.
And I used the word consensual, right?
Yeah.
is this consensual?
Yeah.
I did mess up that one. That was funny. Yeah.
Not a bad question, though.
No. Oh, it should be asked.
Never a bad
yeah.
question.
Is this
in
consensual?
The middle of it.
Is this consensual?
Yeah, if you ever asked if this is exclusive, you know, even guys and women have probably said this, too. When they hear it, I guess it is now, you know.
Dude, yeah. I saw a poster that said that it's if like a girl has 3 beers, then it's rape.
Yeah, there's a lot of that now. A buzz sex is rape. I don't even want to venture into that because most of us have had consensual sex pretty buzzed with women and vice versa.
Well, I'm just saying
it's consensual. I think when they say no. But you're right. They're trying to push that narrative, and I'm not going to fight for the guy to have sex with drunk chicks here. I'm just saying that people have sex when they have a couple drinks in them because their inhibitions kind of go away, and they might want to have sex.
Right. You know? I just recommend that all single guys just carry a breathalyzer.
Yep.
Be like, all right.
Blow into this.
0.08.
Into this.
Sorry.
Right.
Sorry. Tomorrow's the day.
They are been saying that now. Tomorrow's the day. You can sleep here and sober up, then we'll knock it out. If you still say yes. Yeah.
Just breath.
No, there's a lot of that. That's like buzz driving is drunk driving, you know. I've seen that story too going around. Yeah.
It should just say buzz driving is the best way to drive.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they don't say that.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Many would disagree.
They did in the 70s.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I know What's good about naps? What's good about naps? What we all know, we all benefit from. The whole world naps except for us, you know.
And except for John Bernthal, the guy who played Punisher.
Oh, he sounds...
Is that who does it?
I've heard...
He hates naps. He says if you nap, you're a failure as a man.
Some of the clips, and we can't play any of the clips.
I like that guy as an actor, but I'm going to tend to disagree with him there.
Yeah.
Well, it's a check. It's that whole tough toxic guy. Male thing that's out there that even Austin and I, we all agree on.
That's what he is.
You know?
He comes off like a big macho guy.
Yeah.
The guy with the... He's on a podcast, and there's some other macho guy.
Right.
They're, you know, just...
If you nap, you could be making $400K a month for your... family, if you just don't take that nap.
This is why you're
those
poor.
Kind of jackasses, yeah.
Well,
right,
he's
right.
Obviously not waking up early to talk about farts with his friends.
No.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. No. Yeah.
He's waking up to
and
shame queefs. Everyone who's trying to survive.
He had queefs. Yeah.
So this is from a source called Domino, what happens to your body when you take a nap every single day. I don't nap on the weekends. I just nap during the week.
If I'm around
a
couch,
whenever possible.
I guess something's happening if I'm really tired. But I have trouble napping on weekends myself.
On good
anymore.
Weekends, I nap on the weekends.
Yeah. It says taking a midday nap doesn't mean you can sleep the day away. To reap the most of the benefits, you want to be mindful of the amount of time you plan to nap. Note that some of the studies suggest allowing yourself to go through one full sleep cycle. That's about 90 minutes to receive the most benefits. Ideally, you need to avoid waking up during the deep sleep stage. And that happens to me sometimes.
You don't know what that means. You know what that means. You know, it's just sometimes you wake up feel great. Sometimes you wake up, I must hit the deep sleep
stage. Well, the term I've heard is it's sleep inertia. You know, like you're sleeping so hard and then something wakes you up and you're still kind of groggy. Yeah. You probably didn't get to the REM stage, the end of the cycle.
Right.
And I found for me, about 45 minutes is good. Because I think the end of a sleep cycle for me is 45 minutes.
But I don't set the alarm. I never have.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. I know Push does. He wants to get up and do some stuff.
I set the alarm, but a lot of times I'll wake up before it, and it is. It's about 35, 40, 45 minutes.
I wish you wouldn't have said that. I hope my wife's not listening.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've definitely longer than that.
I have to set my alarm or I'll wake up at nighttime.
For you amateur nappers, at nighttime. Is don't oversleep. The first day, this is, you know, if you're just starting the napping thing, go for 20 or 30 minutes. If you sleep beyond that, it might have the opposite effect.
Yeah, where you wake up and you feel like you're in another dimension.
Yep.
Well, see, that's the key with our nap. Like, if I nap too long in the middle of the day, then I'm too awake at night when I need to go back to sleep, and then I'm up late that night, and it just hoses the whole next day,
the
too.
The science that I've heard behind that is there should be an equal amount of time that you're awake before your nap, an equal amount of time after your nap. So let's say you wake up at 4 and you take a nap at noon and you go to 2, maybe you sleep a couple hours and then you would stay up till 10. So it's 8 to 8.
All right. It's kind of
equal. Nick Griffin had a great bit that I remember where he was like, yeah, you ever go to sleep and then wake up and you could get up but you just go back to sleep? That's called depression. It's this whole thing.
That's exactly what that's called, man. That's exactly what that's called.
I'll
set an alarm, and if I wake up before the alarm, I usually try to go back to sleep because I feel like I'm missing out on sleep.
Yep.
I go back to sleep if that happens because I like being, I'm comfortable, you know? It just feels good just to lay there.
Right, right.
It's the best.
And they equate it with the meditation. Even if you don't go to sleep, if you can just somehow relax and turn your brain off a little bit.
I've been using alpha waves. Have you ever, just type in alpha waves for sleeping? or meditation, and then in the middle, like if you take a nap, just listen to that. It just kind of soothes your mind.
Have you ever?
What's the difference? An alpha wave?
Yeah.
Like a regular wave?
You mentioned posts about napping on the weekends. I have a. Sometimes I think I need a sleep so I can go out that night and actually have a good time, but I don't feel like I'm going to be able to nap. And I'll lay there. I always check my the time on the clock because sometimes I'll fall asleep and not realize I fell asleep.
Yeah.
And I hate that feeling. So I've come to ask my wife a few times. I'll say, honey, was I snoring? She goes, yeah, okay, good. Because I didn't know that if I fell asleep for 10 minutes. You just didn't know. You're kind of laying there in a daze.
I'll have that if I'm having trouble going to sleep at night.
Yeah.
And you kind of toss and turn.
You fell asleep, right.
You look at the clock and you feel like it's midnight and I haven't even gotten to sleep yet. Well, I probably have.
But you don't remember
it. But just for 10 or 15 minutes at a clip.
Right.
And that's not a restful sleep.
Mm-mm. All right, bring me up.
Oh, God.
We'll put Austin to sleep here.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Oh. This is the alpha wave.
Feel that.
Alfalfa wave.
Alfalfa.
Yeah. This keeps killing guys. Yeah.
This is it.
And sleep for me all the way down.
Lay there with us. You have headphones on or you put it on the whole room?
Nah, I just put it on, play it on my phone. But then I got to turn it on like airplane mode because I can't fall asleep and take a nap if I think my phone's going to ring. Like, I just get worried that, like, someone's going to call, and then I'm going to be woken up, and then I think about that too long.
Oh, yeah, that's a...
Yeah.
The ring is a jolt compared to the alfalfa waves.
Yeah.
I'll get texts sometimes when I'm napping, and I'll be like, oh, should I check it? And then sometimes I do check it.
And it ruins your nap?
Be like, Whitey Herzog died. I'm like, oh, I could have waited to see that.
That's our group text, right?
Yeah.
My nap is the only time I turn the phone on silent. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I don't care.
I'm just going to keep texting every day now, Nick. You up. You up.
This is important, Nick.
Whitey Herzog died.
After 1 month of napping.
Like, I know this is from a debt collector. I know. Just let me nap. Damn it.
1 month of napping can improve memory, boost creativity.
That's why it's a debt collector. You're taking naps. If you didn't take naps, you'd be making $100,000 a month.
You're a pussy if you nap.
I'm a beta cuck who's sleeping in the afternoon.
Big time. A beta cuck. You are, man.
The beta cuck. That needs to be a football team, the beta cucks.
Surprisingly good.
Yeah.
Naps can make more creative.
Yeah.
And more productive, according to this guy, which flies in the face of your actor buddy there.
Yeah.
When you're tired, you can't do anything. When you're hungry, you can't do anything,
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
And they conclude with basically adding a nap into your daily routine will give your body a major health boost. After 6 months, the long-term benefits of napping kick in. You know, it's one study on Greek adults found a short nap during the day reduces the risk of dying from heart disease.
But here's
and regularly
deal,
getting more rest, man.
How many months?
Drive.
How many months do you got to do?
6 months.
Six months.
Overall, napping can help you get on a more consistent schedule.
But here's the deal: even Austin's got a more flexible schedule. With he does. He does a bunch of stuff, obviously. But is it a lot of people don't have that time?
No, they don't.
If you're a 9-to-5er, you are not napping.
I recognize that.
You're not napping.
Kick the seat back in your car at lunch break, and snooze out for 25 minutes.
Then you
got to
find a place because people are watching you.
Yeah, what if you got a tug?
Well, I've done that. It is nice to get a little sleep, but the thing that sucks about that is then you have to wake up twice on the same day and go back and go to work.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Did you do that, Nick? Did you get the car when you worked at the and just pass out there? Okay.
Right. Nothing more depressing than rolling the windows up of your Ford Focus to walk back into the cube.
I used to nap in my car in college all the time.
Yeah. But most people have a 9-to-5 job or a full-time day job, and they're not going to be able to nap at all.
No. Well, we as a culture
you're not going to nap at 6 o'clock at night when you come home.
We as a culture need to embrace midday naps.
Businesses. Yeah, like Spain.
Yeah,
siesta.
Yeah,
that's the thing. We're
down.
Doing it wrong. You should have slept under a tree, not in the Ford Focus.
Right. Tell them that story about your wife. That's a great story.
There was
a funny story.
She was when she was a kid. She was friends with this girl, Asian family, and she would be over there playing. And the dad worked from home, but every afternoon he would take a nap, and he would just walk into the family room and lay flat as a board, like with his arms crossed, like he was in a coffin, and sleep for like 30 minutes, and then just pop up and go back to work. Why?
For visiting friends. Dad, it's so embarrassing. Yeah. That is so creepy. You know he's in socks, too.
Yeah, it was fully clothing.
I'm picturing this little Asian guy laying there, which I often do. All right. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.